Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a sudden sensation taking place.
Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Staying with me, please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch, we got a pretty darn good library of videos now. I don't know how many, 100 or so probably, on most topics. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Ken Grumbach is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, almost 15-year Brain Trust member. He is a founding member, and he's the resident demographer in the Brain Trust and the author of The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. One of those storm elements we're talking about right now are the baby boomer retirement scenario, Ken, that's literally upon us right now. Many of my generation and our generation have already retired. If they've had a government job, they're more likely to be retired already, aren't they? Aren't they, Ken?
Yes, they are.
But if they're in the marketplace, maybe less likely. And if they own a business, even there's a little farther off than that, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so, because it's selling a business is complex, but if you do it right, it can be very, very profitable.
I know people who've done both. I know people who wanted to sell a business, didn't pull it off, or they sold it and didn't work. And then I know people who sold it and they did well. But there are many moving parts, and you are exactly right what you said in the previous segment. A lot of it has to do with being simple. And part of the simplicity of selling a business is the customer has got to get to the point where you got to get your business to the point where that your business doesn't rely on you making the sale.
Exactly.
That's the first element of simplicity, isn't it?
Right. It is. And I've told folks that over and over again. We helped a particular company that was doing a couple million dollars. We got them up to $15 million. And then they said, well, it's time we want to sell. And I went into the company and looked around, and there was nothing that was simple because, first of all, the owner had every relative that anybody remotely related to him worked there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were making a lot of mistakes.
Right.
You have to reduce the business to a real, real simple business model that you can turn over the keys and it still functions.
Yep.
And people don't think that. In fact, a lot of owners kind of pride themselves on the fact that it won't run without them. Well, congratulations.
That's a seduction that begins from the beginning. It begins at the beginning when you are the company and people do business with you because of who you are, and you sort of take pride in that, and you build this up, and in fact, it's part of your business model because customers do business with you when they could go somewhere else because they have a relationship with you.
Exactly.
And that's there's nothing wrong with that. It's a beautiful way to work and live, Ken, but it's not conducive to selling the business.
Not at all. We had to take one of our owners, and the people would come into the store because it was a jewelry store and it was named after him. and people would come in and they would ask for him. And he was working there in his 70s. So I said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you in a glass office. So when people come in, you can wave
at
somebody else. Wait on them. And it worked.
Yeah.
Absolutely worked. He could wave to the folks, and they were content with that.
Right.
But then to go sell the business because he's not there waving, it's a problem. And it was a problem because he was not able to sell it, and we had to close it.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
That happens all the time.
Yeah,
and now there are ways of making that change, but it's just every human is different, every small business sale is different.
Big time.
Because you can if that person had an employee was a younger employee who could be relied upon, who wanted the business, and who had the ability to buy the business or could earn it out, then that older owner and that younger person could have made that transition over time.
Exactly.
Maybe 3 years or something like that.
You know what a lot of small business owners fail to realize when they go to sell their business is where's the industry going demographically?
Yeah.
We had a client that sold eyeglasses, and we discovered, his business just took off like a shot, and then it peaked, and then it started declining, and we couldn't figure out why, but we discovered that, you know who needs the most glasses of anybody? Are people between 40 and 45 years old.
Right.
And it's called presbyopia.
Yeah.
And it's like your eyes change,
yep.
And you need... So when the large bubble of baby boomers passed through that, and then along came a smaller generation,
mm-hmm.
much more difficult for them to sell glasses.
Yep.
So lots of considerations here, but what you don't want to do is you don't want to sell your business when it's past peak, because you're not going to be able to hide that.
Well, and see, that's exactly right, and this is where it comes into to making sure that you... Well, so many small businesses have grown up in an industry, and they don't change. They don't adjust to the way the industry is going, and then they don't follow my advice, which is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah.
And if you can't make that adjustment to help the new owner determine how they can move in the next direction, then you're either not going to sell your business, or they're going to buy it from you at a vastly reduced discount because you didn't help them make the switch. When we come back, I'm going to ask Ken, what are the demographic issues? When a baby boomer wants to sell it to a Gen X, let's say, are there any generational issues there to deal with? The Age Curve, that's Ken's book. Quick break, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.